The tradition of leadership established for over 30 years by our alumni continues with our current students. These students, pictured on this slide, include traditional aged undergraduates just establishing their footprint in the world, as well as accomplished professionals. For example, Joe McNamara at the far end is a graduate student in environmental studies who as a graduate assistant helps operate our geographic information systems lab. Next to him, Bamba Naji is a graduate student in our public health department who comes to us as part of our collaboration with the University of the Gambia. In the middle is Rebecca Luke, a senior in legal studies who interns with the Illinois Innocence Project in the UIS Center for State Policy and Leadership. Grace Ho, an MPA student, is the president of the Woods Fund in Chicago. And last but not least, John Tinkin is a senior in our political science department and, as you know, serves as our student representative to your distinguished board. Our academic programs prepare students for leadership in public affairs. We emphasize a mastery of individual disciplines within the context of the broader interdisciplinary preparation needed to tackle real-world political and social problems in the state of Illinois. We give our students the ability to take what they have learned at UIS into the real world of public affairs and practical politics. Our very accomplished graduates include Illinois Senator Kimberly Lightford, a graduate of our MPA program, and Illinois Senator Mike Jacobs, a graduate of our political science department. They both illustrate the success our graduates have in the world of practical politics and public policy making. Two of our graduates have taken what they learned at UIS to the real world of public management. Anne Schneider, a graduate of the MPA program, is the current secretary of the Illinois Department of Transportation, and Mark Miller, who received his master's in environmental studies, serves as the director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. One of our most accomplished graduates, University of Illinois trustee Karen Hassera, is a graduate of our legal studies department. Her accomplishments as mayor of Springfield, state senator, and state representative illustrate what can be achieved by excellent students with strong academic preparation in public affairs. As shown on this slide, the number of graduate students in the college is larger than the number of undergraduate students. Please note the steady increase in graduate students since the fall of 2008. During that same period, the number of undergraduate students grew to a high of 402 in fall of 2010 and is now 359. The recent decline in undergraduate majors is most likely the result of a decline in undergraduate transfer students campus-wide. Our department chairs in the college are building a multi-pronged strategy to reverse this decline and return to high levels of undergraduate students as we've had in the past. As shown on this slide, the median age of our college's students is comparable to that of the students in the rest of the campus. There are more women among our college undergraduates and more men among our graduate students in the college. In 2012, compared to the campus as a whole, the undergraduate students in the College of Public Affairs and Administration are more diverse, with higher percentages of Black, Hispanic, and multi-race students being reported among our undergraduate majors. The college reports fewer international students than is common across the campus. We hope that our recent tour to 6 universities in Western Europe will help us increase this number by adding additional study abroad opportunities that eventually attract students from other nations. Slightly more than 1/4 of current college undergraduate students are from underrepresented groups, a percent that this slide